Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with a different kind of message. I know I say that many times, but this message is a little bit different in how I've received it because it's been coming for probably the last 2 to 3 weeks, and I really didn't know how to put it all together in a way that would make sense to my audience. But the Lord had brought it back to me this week and said, this is another message He wants me to put out there. And it's calling that we're at the break point. We've been talking about things that are going on. Last time we talked about a showdown happening. But all of this came about weeks ago when the Lord started talking to me about the breaker being here. We know the verse in Isaiah, I think it is Isaiah 59, where it talks about when the enemy comes in. We read it like this. We say when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against it. But it's a little bit deeper than that. It's when the enemy comes in, the Lord, like a flood, will come in with His standard. And that is what the breaker is about. God coming in and bringing His standard. Now, this is a little bit, as I said, a little bit different of a way of teaching today. Normally, I have notes. I do have notes, but my notes are kind of scattered. But I'm going to do the best I can based on what the Lord has been talking to me about over the past few days concerning the breaker. People talk about that the Lord is a breaker, the Lord of the breakthrough. But the Lord says we're at a break point, which means we're at the point where things are about to change, whether we like it or not. And what has brought about this is the prayers of the saints. There are many people out here who've been praying earnestly. They've been praying earnestly, and God is answering the prayers. And it's everything from the political situations in the world to the lack and devastation. It's all the things that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 have come upon us in a strange way right now. And that's what the Lord has been talking to me about since probably mid-August. He kept saying breakthrough. I kept hearing Him say breakthrough in America. He talked about America's delusion being over. And He said everything we thought to be true would be overturned. He said trusted leaders will be found untrustworthy. Friends will be exposed as foes. And He said for His people to stand strong. Because He said those who have been lied upon, you're about to be vindicated. So we are at a break point where a lot of negative things have been happening. A lot of evil have been happening to the people of God, to the saints of God who've been trying to obey God in this hour. And so it feels like the enemy has come in like a flood, but the Lord's standard of righteousness and justice is about to be proclaimed in a way we've never seen it before. And it is a good thing for us. It may be an ugly thing for many, but it is the way it has to be in this time frame because God is saying enough is enough. The break point here is here. So that's where we are right now. And the Lord had put this on my heart. And even concerning something I saw yesterday that was quite disturbing, but it was something He showed me about election time last year when He showed the whole election conspiracy, the conspiracy concerning the election of 2020, the conspiracy to take over America, and overall it was a conspiracy to prevent God's glory from coming in and from His people rising up in these end times. But what I saw was the leadership of America in particular. I saw Joe Biden, I saw Mrs. Harris, I saw Mr. Biden, and also saw Mrs. Clinton. There was a four of them, as I can recall. And they were standing strong against God, against whatever God was trying to do in the world. And what I saw was interesting. I saw the glory of God just pierce through like a laser and just kind of blew up everything. And when the laser came through, what I saw was a thin veneer. The leadership was a thin veneer. It wasn't like it had to break through anything big. It was like there was nothing there. It's almost as if it was a thin veil curtain, what they were standing on as their authority. And when God came through, he ripped the whole thing. It was a powerful rip. And when a laser goes through something, you expect to see just a little bit of light, and you expect to see it penetrating depths of something. But there was no depth here. There was no depth at all to penetrate. It tore immediately. And what happened to me when I saw that, I was reminded of what happened when Jesus was crucified and how the veil of religion was broke. They said the veil in the temple was ripped in half. And it showed that there was a new order of leadership coming into the church, coming into the world. And when I saw this veil of light coming through, or this piercing laser light of God's glory coming through and tearing through America, what I saw was, it was tearing through America's leadership is what I saw. They were standing strong in a unity. And it was like the light of God just came and the thing was like totally destroyed. But it's a symbol of the break point that I saw. The Lord said it's his glory that's causing this break point. Hallelujah. It's the answer to the prayers. It's the answer to the fact that the enemy has done everything in this hour to try to break people's will, break their ability to function normally, to congregate, to do the normal things of life that makes us humans and makes us healthy humans. So it's been a conspiracy against humanity, actually. And God is standing up and he's raising his standard. So what he had me do is I went through looking at the Lord of the Breakthrough. And it's in Isaiah chapter 28. And it's an interesting chapter because it talks about the pride, the crown of pride. And it's talking about the drunkards of Ephraim. So Ephraim, we're talking about God's people. You're talking about the church or a portion of the church where there's people who are drunk of their own pride, their own accomplishments. They're high and lofty, but they're drunk is how God calls them. And said that their beauty in Christ, their beauty in the church or in God's kingdom has faded. But he says, behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which is as a tempest of hail and destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing shall cast down to earth with his hand. So what God was saying is the crown of pride that's raising up against God and his will be trodden down. And God is going to cause it to happen. And he's going to send a mighty hand against those who have risen up. And it's amazing. It talks about the crown of pride. And right now, the crown that everyone is trying to make you bow to is Corona. That's what crown means. It means, Corona means crown. So there is a crown that's usurping or attempting to usurp the authority of God over the people's lives, is attempting to tell them to receive death, receive sickness, and we got to take a stand against that. And in fact, God is looking at those who are using this to harm the people, to gain political power, to gain power over his people, and God says enough is enough. So as we're reading through this chapter, he says, "And that in a day that's coming, the Lord of hosts shall be a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people." And he says, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. So those who are standing and fighting, the Lord talks about the strength you will have, the hand of God that will be in your favor. But he said many have gotten drunk on their own power. They're out of the way. He talks about the priests and the prophets who are standing up in their own power, and they're not really looking at God anymore. Their vision is air. They're stumbling in judgment because they're full of themselves. As the Lord says, they're full of filthiness, full of pride. They're no longer clean. So how can they teach people? How can they do anything? Because their hands are dirty. And one of the things the Lord kept saying is, what we've been seeing is the government that's in America and around the world has had the participation of wicked leaders in the church. So there are people who are professing to be kingdom dwellers, kingdom people, who are not, in fact, kingdom people at all. They are in actuality those who are operating in sin, operating in pride and other things. So it is an issue with God. So I just want to stress that as I'm reading this passage in Isaiah 28. But he said, there is to those to whom he says, this is a rest wherein you may cause the weary to rest, and this is refreshing, yet they will not hear. Meaning, God is telling people what to do. He's giving them line by line, precept by precept. He's showing people how, the way to go, but they won't listen. And the word of the Lord is just basically not being listened to. I mean, look at people who are dealing with COVID, who are supposed to be leading the people. They're not teaching people. They're not leading people to God. They're leading to a vaccine. And they're leading them to bow to Corona and the crown and the political powers behind it. And we need to eradicate this devil, because it is not of God. It is considered wickedness of the evil one. It's sorcery, and we have to stand against it because there's a spiritual evil behind this. So they're saying, okay, we're in agreement. And then we keep reading this chapter. You have leaders of the church, leaders of the government saying, we're in agreement. And the Lord has said, I don't care if you're in agreement at all. And 28:18, he says, you made a covenant with death. It's going to be annulled. Your agreement with hell will not stand. Meaning your agreement to follow all these things that are going against God and the people of God and humanity in general, Lord is saying they're not going to stand. He said, yes, there will be an overflowing scourge, and it's going to pass through. It's coming, and you're going to be trodden down. And it says, so don't, you're going to be worried. It's going to be a vexation to you because you don't understand. You don't understand that we're at a break point. Your plots against the people, your plots to overtake the government, the plots to steal from the people, they're over. That was a plot you made with death. And your oath and covenant with death will not supersede the covenant with God Almighty. And this nation in particular, America, has a covenant with God Almighty. And for the people of God, we got to stand on our covenant and demand the covenant rights. And part of that is why the breakpoint is here. In verse 21, God says, for the Lord shall rise up as a mount, as in Mount Perazim. He will be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. So the warning is, don't be a mocker. Don't be going against God. Don't be talking against those prophets who are speaking for God. And I am one of those, because I'm speaking not my words, but his words. Stand strong is what he's telling his people to do, because the crown that is opposing God is about to be put down. And he declares it's going to be trodden down. And it's again, the priests and the prophets have to repent and come back. They're not teaching knowledge or teaching what they want to teach. And the people are being sent a wrong direction. So this is where we are. We're at the break point. Now, it's interesting that in this particular passage, he talks about the Mount Perazim, where God was. And this is interesting because I don't know if you remember the story, but this is back in 2 Samuel 5:20. And this was when God had appointed David as king over Israel, and the Philistines, his enemies, heard about it, and they decided they're going to come up against David and bring their troops. So the Philistines put their army out there in the Valley of Rephaim. They were in battle array. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hands. And so David went up at Baal Perazim. That's the mount they were talking about. And that's the mount that was mentioned in Isaiah 28. And David fought them and killed them there. And the Lord brought forth. And he says here, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as a breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And this is interesting because the enemy was surrounding David, and they did not want David to have the crown that God gave him. So that's why this is similar to what we're going through in our day. The enemy does not want us to take the positions and do what God said do. And even we go back and look at President Trump. They don't want President Trump in office to do what he did. So all the schemes, the plots, as I said before coming into this podcast, It's not just what we see in the presidential office. It's all of us who have positions that God has told us to take, positions that we are walking toward, and the enemy's been angry saying, you're not going to do that. You can't be that. You can't have that. And we got to stand on our covenant, because that's part of our covenant and that's our inheritance. So that's what David was looking at. This throne was his inheritance. God had spoken to him, but the Philistines, his enemy, said, we're going to take him out. So he went boldly to this mount of Perazim, and he destroyed them there. And then they decided they're going to come back. They came again, spread themselves again. Okay, they didn't learn the first time. And in verse 23 and 5, 2 Samuel 5:23, it says, and David inquired of the Lord, and he said, thou shalt, and the Lord said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass about behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of the going up on the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did what the Lord said, and they destroyed the Philistines at that place. Now, this is interesting, because he told them, don't go up against them this time. Wait till you hear a movement. And the mulberry trees, well, movement on mulberry trees were the actual angels of God that God sent out. The mighty host of the Lord that went out there before David. And then they knew the angels were there. Now you go and do an ambush and take them out. So we're talking supernatural move. And Lord has already talked to me about this being a supernatural September. We're at a break point, but it's a supernatural September. Similar to what we saw with David, we're going to see in our lifetime, that there is going to be where the angels are already here. They're already here. We're going to go ahead and see a supernatural move against the enemies of God, the enemies of the people, and of humanity. And this also ties in to what Isaiah was talking about also. About what happened, he made a reference to what happened in the time of Joshua. Isaiah 28:21 referred not only to Mount Perazim. He said, God shall also be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon. That goes back to, again, Joshua. That goes back to Joshua. Where, I don't know if you remember the story in Joshua chapter 10, where the men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua. Five kings of the Amorites were going to take out Gibeon. They sent word to Joshua. Joshua went to Gilgal, and all his people war went. And the Lord said to Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hands. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And I'm not going through the whole story, but they did go and they fought. They fought all day and fought all night. And Joshua had commanded the sun to stand still and the moon not to come up, until they had avenged themselves upon all their enemies. And the word said, so the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and has not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before that the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Yeah, and it's interesting, because that's where we are today. Lord is going to answer to the voice of his people. When we are standing where he told us to be, doing what he told us to do, and it looks like daylight is going and we don't have enough time, we can stand and declare the moon and the sun to stand still till we complete what God has said to do. And I'm sensing that that's where we are right now. In the name of Jesus, we command the sun to stand still, the moon not to come up, until we have completed everything that God has said for his people to complete in this hour. Lord, we will defeat the enemy on every side in Jesus' name, for we are at a break point. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are right now. And the Lord is determined that we will do his will, no matter what the enemy has said or plotted against us. And we're about to see something we've never seen before. Because the Lord has said the tide has turned in the favor of his people. He said, look for a tidal wave of blessings to come to those who will stand and fight in this hour. So that's the word for today. We are at a break point. The breaker himself is here. He is the God of the breakthrough. And as he said before, the enemy thought he was coming in like a flood. He thought he was coming in. But it's not the enemy coming like a flood. As it said in Isaiah 28, is God coming as a flood of water. So it's actually it's God coming in, and he is a mighty strong one. He said, which should be a tempest and hail and destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to earth those whose pride has been lifted up. And that's where we are. The break point in which the waters are going to flow. the God of the breakthrough is moving on our behalf, and it will be a supernatural September, supernatural rest of 2021 and the years to follow. So we thank you for being with us, and know that all is not lost. Stand strong in your faith, knowing that the Lord of the breakthrough is here, working in your behalf. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.